That was cold. You turned me on my radio, and we haven't got a vending machine fixed up here, so we're going to try something else. In the meantime, just stick around and see what this sounds like.
That's the sound of Prince Terry on Radio Dublin, 253 metres in the medium wave band in shortwave from 1974. That's this year, friends. About 3 months ago, one of those sporadic transmissions that did come from Radio Dublin. Right now, at this point in time, I'd like to tell you that you're listening to the special history programme being presented here on Radio Valerie.
Just like to tell you that this is Radio Valerie on 6260 kilohertz, broadcasting to you in the 49-metre shortwave band after 1 year's absence. If you wish to write into the station, the address is as follows. It is Box 820, that's Box 820, 820, 22, that's 22, Caldershaw Road, spelled C-O-L-D-E-R-S-H-A-W. That's 22 Caldershaw Road, West Ealing, W-E-S-T, EALING, West Ealing, London, W139DX.
Actually, it should be 10 radio off now because the time is exactly 11 minutes past 2 p.m.
What's your feeling standing in the road? Yes, the message for Edward New Roy is I called up to Radio Galaxy last night, Edward, and unfortunately, Mr. Galaxy wasn't at home. What a pity. So I've got no news for you, you think? This is Radio Melinda. Radio Melinda, a free radio station, transmitting with the power of 100 watts from Dublin City. We are on 300 meters, 1,000 kilohertz. We are Dublin's newest and most successful radio station. Yes, we are a name for the future, Radio Melinda. The Budge Independent Radio Movement publishes a very interesting and informative magazine called Newsways every 2 months. This magazine contains many articles about...
There you go, friends. There's another snip from Radio Melinda with Alan St. Jude there behind the microphone talking about Radio Galaxy. And just like to tell you about Radio Galaxy, Radio Galaxy began in 1969 on 200 meters medium wave with Sunday transmissions from 1 to 2 p.m. It was the station of the stars and broadcasted light entertainment to Dublin listeners. The aerial was a long wire connected to a TV aerial and the output was 30 watts. The last program from Radio Galaxy went out in September 1972, just as the last program from Radio Valerie did when Radio Valerie was on medium wave. Right now, friends, we come to the history of Radio Jacqueline and, of course, Radio Channel 70. Radio Jacqueline began transmissions in 1966 on 217 meters with 20 watts output using a long wire aerial. Transmissions were from a basement with its distinctive soul sounds on Saturdays. The name was changed to Channel 66 for a few weeks, and transmissions were also from the basement. The station began its famous dynamic broadcast as Channel 70 on Saturday nights, and with transmissions to Europe from 12 midnight. And the station used a quarter wave aerial, and the engineer of the rival Radio Caroline Dublin stated it was the most perfect medium wave aerial ever constructed. And that was a bit about Channel 70. And I think they were one of the most famous stations ever to come on the airwaves in Dublin. And of course, the other station which was really famous was Radio Melinda, of course, which had been raided. But unfortunately, they first put up their first attempt for community radio, Radio Melinda, and of course Channel 70, well, not being rated, but just went off the air, one of the very, very good stations that was on, and on that station also we had Kenneth Edwards and Mark T, who of course went to Radio Dublin.
This is Radio Valerie on 6260 kilohertz in the 49-meter band in shortwave. Today, October the 19th, 1975, we return to the airwaves after 1 year's absence. Here is the mailing address of this station. It is as follows. It is Box 820, that's Box 82022, that's 2222, Caldershaw Road, spelt ColdershaW. Caldershaw Road, West Ealing, WESTEALING, West Ealing, London, W139DX, and that's in England. And today we are rerunning a very special history program which originally went out on the 20th of October 1974. And that was the last transmission from Radio Valerie. But today, the 19th of October, 75, we return to the airwaves, and we are going to continue now with the history of our very own station, Radio Valerie, right from the beginning when we started on 197 metres in the medium wave band in 1972.
Let me tell you, friend, that my name is Derek Jones, and I must say that doing this program really brings back some great memories for me. And right now I'm going to start giving you the history, I would call it, of Radio Valerie. We started in July 1972. In fact, the first program on Radio Valerie on 196 meters in the medium wave band went out on Sunday, July 23rd, 1972, with two programs lasting half an hour each. Yours truly, Derek Jones, and of course, Mike Anderson. Half an hour each. The programs went from 12 o'clock noon through till 1300 hours. And the first program was Derek Jones, and the second program was the Mike Anderson Pop Explosion. I'd just like to tell you for your information, friends, that at the end of that program, we had a report from the Big D, Radio Dublin, on 253 metres. In fact, we held a CQ at that station, and they gave us a report of what reception was like. Now, I have picked out some music, some records that we did play on the very first programme, so why not let's get the ball rolling once again on this very special day, and it's been one of the records that brings back a real good memory for me, and I'll tell you about it just as soon as we hear this.
Another is the only possibility. So when you're down and losing ground, don't forget to thank your luck after town. Hey, stop, let's go down. Somebody wants to love you. Stop, and turn around. Somebody wants to love you. Somebody wants to love you. Hey, you, it's nothing new. Around, no matter what you do, or will you try every alibi and pull yourself some more than once in a while?
Family and a record called Somebody Wants to Love You, and the memory that that brings back to me is like this. You see, the first program that went out, yours truly happened to play that record on the very, very first program, which lasted just for half an hour. And of course, we did not know what reception was like, so we ran to the nearest telephone. The program went out on tape, of course, so Mike Anderson and myself, we ran to the nearest telephone, and we rang up a friend of Mike Anderson's, namely Roger Caird. And hello, Roger, if you're listening, and I hope you are enjoying the program. I'd just like to tell you what happened on that day. We rang up, and Roger tuned in on his set, and of course, Mike Anderson said to him, "Can you hear anything coming out in 196? And he went up and he says, No, I can't. I can only hear some group singing, stop, stop, turn around. And Mike says to me, oh, he can't hear anything. There's some other station on our frequency. Of course, not realizing that that was the Partridge Family. And I said, you fool, I said, that's us, all right. Can you hear it? Good. Reception was bombing it loud and clear. And that was one of the very first experiences I had of a reception report in Radio Valley. And I must say, that record does bring back some really good memories for me. And I remember Aaron St. Jude arriving down that day as, well, he didn't go on the station that day, but Aaron St. Jude did do programs on Radio Valerie before he moved to Radio Melinda when Radio Valerie closed down. And, when the programs first started, there was Mike Anderson and myself, Derek Jones, and then we had Aaron St. Jude presenting a program called Arno on the Airwaves, and then we had Mr. Edward Lee Roy coming along doing his program. So we had four DJs on the program, and transmissions then went on to from 12 o'clock through till 3 in the afternoon. But let me play another record first that brings back some good memories for me, all right? Indeed, the reprise there of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band as played on Radio Valerie on Sunday, July 23rd, 1972. And I'll tell you why that brings back a memory for me. I'll tell you what it was. You see, July 23rd was the first program that went out, and it just so happened that the next day, which was a Monday, friends, was Mike Anderson's birthday, you see. Mike Anderson arrived a half an hour before the program was due to start, and he hadn't recorded his program. Would you believe it, friends? And I said, here's the present for you, here's Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And when we were recording the program, he said, why don't we play a bit of it? So he did indeed play some of that record, and I remember, madly, about 10 minutes before the program was due to start, he was still recording his program, and I was saying, Mike, you better hurry up, because we're due to start 10 minutes time. And indeed, he did get the whole program recorded, and I'll tell you, what did he follow up Sgt. Pepper with? Guess what? It was this one.
Run away. I'm asking you.
indeed, the Eagles Band and Davy Come Back. And oh, wow, when I think of all the things we did in those days, it was really super, friends. Believe it or not, I never enjoyed myself more. Those were the best days, even though it only went from the middle of July down until the beginning of October, the end of September, the beginning of October. And believe you me, friends, I never enjoyed myself more because I really, really had a good time. And of course, Mike Anderson enjoyed himself. We had people coming and going. And, of course, we had all sorts of people in the studio where Prince Terry arrived. And, of course, Mark T from the Big D arrived also. Me Darren St. Jude and Mr. Ken Edwards. And, of course, the engineer from Radio Caroline Dublin, Bill, he arrived over here to tell us what we were doing wrong and what we were doing right. And, well, I must say, it wasn't the best station that was going. Power output of 30 watts on the medium wave band and a straight line aerial about 100 feet long. But it was heard over Dublin City, friends. And we did receive some letters and reception reports for those transmissions. And, of course, we got reception reports from all our friends, and we really made the best of it, friends. It didn't last very long, but it was a beginning, and, of course, Radio Valley then moved on to shortwave. But let me just tell you that the following Sunday, after the first program, the second program was on July 30th, and we went on from 12:15 through till 2:30, and the two programs were also on tape, and we played music like this.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself I can't receive. I know it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes and my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know.
Were really great, and that was Glenn Campbell and It's Only Make-Believe. Listen, friends, I'd just like to tell you that the music I used for themes the program went like this. We'll be right back. the following week, friends, was to be a bank holiday week, and we decided here on Radio Valerie that we would present a bank holiday special, and indeed we did. So, as the Big D, Radio Dublin, was going out in 253 on August the 6th, we decided that Radio Valerie would not go on that day, but we would postpone our program until the bank holiday Monday, August the 7th. So, on August 6th, which is Sunday, myself and Mike Anderson and Alan St. Jude, we went out to visit the Big D. What a really good time we had. And, of course, there was Mark D and Prince Terry, and we arrived just as the program was in full swing. Prince Terry there, screaming his head off, playing all those lovely, heavy, progressive sounds, and Mark T then arrived, and, of course, one of the records he played that very nice day, which I really enjoyed myself, had a super time. One of the records he played was this one.
I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. We're walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels fly? Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your bed. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your bed. Your heart is so high, like a statue in the sky. Her arms are wicked and her legs are long. When she moves my brain,
friends, the Doors, and Hello, I Love You, Won't You Tell Me Your Name, and indeed too, on August the 7th, we did present a very special bank holiday program, and it started at 12 o'clock noon and went through until 4:15 in the afternoon. That was the first program that went out of the air, Arno on the Airwaves. And I must say, Arno, I really enjoyed that program. And right now I'm going to spin two in a row. You may remember playing these. I remember it's 2 years ago. And I don't know whether you do remember them, but it just so happens that one of them is the Beatles. There you go. I don't know whether you remember playing those two tracks in that from the album Yellow Submarine. The first one was called A Bulldog, and the second one was Pepperland. Yes, indeed. Well, anyway, that's two records that we played on the program on the 7th of August, 1972. And I remember that when Arno had finished his program, he was leaving, and I decided that I would walk up away, a bit of the way with Arno, and we had a tranny with us, and we were listening to Mike Anderson blasting his mind away, and then suddenly there was silence, because I think he was having a bit of trouble. He had promised to play something from the album Glory Gallagher Live in Europe, and I think he was having difficulty playing, queuing it up, you know, the track he was going to play. So Mike, I don't know whether you remember, but I remember when I came back, you were in the shambles, you were going around biting your nails off. And, well, do you know the track you were trying to play? Well, let me refresh your memory for you.
Well, did you ever wake up with that wolf rat on your back?
I think you had the Bullfrog Blues after you played that record, because when I came back, boy, were you a wreck. And just going back there, looking at a bit of paper I have here with the names of the songs written down, friends, here's another one that Arnold did play in the program that day.
Hey, Joe, get a look at that. Ah, those teenagers. They'll drive anything.
Cause they found new time.
Alice Cooper and School's Out. Boy, Arno, did you really whack that record?
Don't wanna stay alive.
From Summer 72, that's the sound of Motley Hoople and a record written by David Bowie called All the Young Dudes, broadcasting on 6260 kHz on the 49 metre band. This is Radio Valerie from Dublin, Ireland. Our new postal address is Radio Valerie, Box 820, 22 Caldershaw Road, spelled Caldershaw Road, West Ealing, London, W13 9DX. And by the way, if you wrote last year and you did not receive a reply from Radio Valerie, this was due to a mix-up at our last address. So we've got a new address for you, so please do write again to Radio Valerie, Box 820, 22 Caldershaw Road, West Ealing, London.